Today we're going to visit with Wildlife Division Chief Casey Anderson and talk about the upcoming deer gun season in North Dakota. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Casey, we're down about 8,000 tags this year. We still have 64,200 tags that were given out. How do you guys go about coming up with the number of tags you give out every year?
Yeah, so there's multiple things that go into that decision. One of the things we do is, of course, a hunter harvest survey. And that actually tells us a lot, you know, what are hunters seeing, how long did it take them to get a deer, what age and things of deer are they shooting. And so, you know, that tells us a lot. And then we also have a couple other surveys we do. There's the opening weekend survey, what did you see, and that kind of thing. And then we do our aerial surveys when we have the opportunity. And we did a good close to half, maybe give or take a little bit this year with the amount of snow that we had on the ground, because we need snow to be able to count those white-tailed deer effectively in the open prairie. And, so once we roll all that information together and then talking to our biologists that are out there, you know, across the state year-round, working with landowners and things that may have depredation, you know, they see the number of deer in an area and things like that. And we kind of put all those numbers together, and then, of course, we compare them to previous years. You know, where are we sitting as far as population-wise in areas across the state, and then we manage our deer, you know, obviously by our units, which we have hunting units across the state, and go in to allocate and figure out, you know, the deer population is up or down, or up how much, how many more licenses can we give, and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, a lot of information goes into that, and our biologists are cranking mostly through the January, February, and part of March, you know, figuring that out.
Casey, on a statewide level, how are our white-tailed deer populations doing?
So white-tailed deer this year are doing fairly well. I mean, we had good habitat. We came out of our drought finally. And so the habitat that was there was of good quality. And so that obviously helps a lot. Helps replenish, you know, body condition and things like that. And then also the ability to raise and hide a fawn to bring them into the population is increased greatly by the quality of habitat out there.
Casey, you know, like we said earlier, from 2021, we're down 8,000 tags. We had a major EHD outbreak kind of in central North Dakota last year. I'm guessing that's some of the reason we're down deer tags.
That's most of the reason. It was the central Missouri River corridor had the worst outbreak of EHD. And then as you went west, there was some EHD that affected the deer herd, especially whitetails, as you went out west. And so almost all of the reduction, you know, is due to that EHD outbreak. If people looked at it, we have some units where we zeroed out the whitetail tags altogether, the whitetail-only tags. And so, yeah, it was, it'll be interesting. It'll take us a little while to come back, but so far things look like, you know, if there was deer there, folks are seeing fawns and things, and so they had an opportunity to get a good start on that.
So they're rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move into mule deer populations. How are the mule deer populations doing?
Yeah, so our mule deer population is stable to increasing. We increased licenses in some of those units with mule deer. I think we had one unit that we decreased licenses just a little. But overall, mule deer are doing good. The winter was fairly easy, and so they came out of winter well, and so it should be a pretty good season for mule deer.
Casey, you kind of mentioned winter, you kind of mentioned drought, but weather can certainly fluctuate the deer populations in North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, habitat, what we always say is in North Dakota, winter drives the population, habitat drives the rebound. As long as you've got habitat quantity and quality on the ground, you're going to rebound from those weather events and be able to sustain longer throughout those weather events. But yeah, winter and drought like we had can definitely affect populations.
But deer going into this winter with the taller grass and should be in better shape.
Yeah, their body condition should be much more ready to handle you know, what winter might throw at them.
Any new regulations that deer hunters should be aware of when hitting the field this fall?
Yeah, the only new regulations for this year would be some of the added units in the CWD regs for transportation or baiting. And so I encourage folks to go online at our website and just check that out and make sure that, you know, where they're hunting and what those regulations might be.
Okay, nothing else new for regulations? Okay. Hunters should also be mindful of landowners out in the field at this time of year when they're deer hunting.
Yeah, and so, you know, this year looks pretty good as far as crops being off, but all of them won't be off. And so there's going to be landowners out there trying to move equipment and things like that. And so people always want to be, you know, paying attention to where they're parking. You know, if you're getting access from a landowner, asking them permission, have a little conversation with them, you know, about what's going on so that you don't, you know, mistakenly close the gate that they wanted open because they were moving cows that day. But also, you know, just if you find a gate closed, close it if you go through, you know, kind of that old just respect that landowner's wishes and pick up your garbage or things like that. And
Casey, what can deer hunters expect this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially in those units outside of where we had EHD, the deer populations are doing fairly well. And so they should expect to see some deer fairly regularly. You know, you get into those EHD units, you should be able to find deer. It may take you a little longer, may put a little more hunt back in the hunt, you know. But other than that, I mean, just, you know, enjoy the time in the field and come home safe is the biggest.
A lot of great information, Casey. Thank you.